Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast we created called The Frontline by Pancake Productions. My name is Matt.
My name is also Matt.
My name is Conley.
Basically, we just came here to talk to you guys about how life is through an O-lineman's perspective and the way we live our life compared to everybody else. It's extremely different.
Very different.
Like, yeah.
Like, the skill players and all that, like, they get so easy. Like, yeah. We don't get no credit.
No credit. But, really, we want to talk about come here and talk about practice experiences, techniques, O-line dinners, definitely, like a lot of food. Oh,
yeah. Very essential to being an O-lineman.
Yeah, and just really like everything we do in our daily lives, you know, what we eat, like I said, and how it hurts to walk around sometimes.
Let's introduce ourselves, Matt.
All right, well, my name is Matthew, and I'm the center for the Bryant Hornets. This is my third year, and that's about it. It's my third year playing.
I'm Conley Billingsley, senior this year for the Bryant Hornets, right guard, and this is my first year starting, so a little not much experience under my belt, but a lot of years of football.
My name is Matt Burke. I'm starting right tackle. I'm a junior this year. I had a couple starts last year, but This is mainly my first year starting.
What game did you start last year, Parkview?
I was supposed to start the Den Ryan game.
And then that game got canceled.
Yeah, and the Parkview game and the Central game.
Yeah, that Parkview game was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Yeah, so. Wasn't rough for your boy, but we still won at least. But we wanted to talk about the Salt Bowl today, I think, because that's one of the biggest games of our year. And it was my last Salt Bowl. It happened Saturday. Today's Tuesday. Big game, got a lightning delay, took a little heat off of us, actually, so I kind of was appreciative of that.
Yeah, I mean – bringing the heat kind of that saying went down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, yeah, let's address this real quick. Old Matthew Elder over here.
Right here.
At the press conference for the Salt Bowl, he thought it'd be a little good idea to start trash talking a little bit. So go ahead and say what you said, Matt.
Well, so I think trash talk's keen to playing good football because it makes the other person feel bad. And if you get in their head enough and if they're a worser team than you, then actually it's beneficial because it makes them feel like they're going to suck against you. So at the press conference, I was like, I had a question. They said, you think the heat's going to be a factor in the game? I said, yeah, it's going to be a big problem for them because we're bringing the heat. And honestly, I'm very thankful that we played the game an hour late because it was so hot outside.
It was like 100 degrees in warm-ups.
Literally in warm-ups. And we had a short warm-up time because they made us like go inside because of the heat.
And they were like trying to like shove water down our throats.
Yeah.
They didn't give us pickle juice and stuff. Like, I was literally sweating in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, how's that?
It's terrible.
Me and Tate, one of my teammates, we sat by the cooler and we like opened a cooler and we just like sat like right next to it. So
I had to sit right in front of that big old shop fan they had in there.
That fan was essential.
Yeah, but the game, it was fun. It shouldn't have been that close in the first half at all. I don't think so. We got two touchdowns called back in the first drive by Sean. Caught two balls in a row, back to back. Got them both called back. One was a offensive lineman downfield penalty, and the other one was Carter was offsides. He was off the ball. That was really dumb.
But, I mean, that's really how it's going to be all year, let's be honest.
We're
five-time state champs. They're going to look for every single time to bring us down, if we're being honest.
Yeah, so. Seeing new coach and stuff, they're like, oh, let's just challenge them. And like, but it was all right. I mean, we got the dub. So how was your first Salt Bowl start?
Well, for my first Salt Bowl, we do a lot of I'd say we were very active O-line. You know, we pull out a lot, very mobile O-line.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a lot of blocking back all game pretty much, like – blocking back on the four-eye or a nose. I didn't get a lot of chance to, like, make big fun blocks, I would say. But I was still quality experience, you know. It's way different now, Coach Sanders and Coach James. Just different environment they bring.
Mm-hmm.
Halftime was different. Pre-game was different. Just different aspects of the game were different. But I would say for first Salt Bowl, it was definitely good.
I would kind of say that Coach Sanders has more of a teaching, like,
teaching
aspect to him. Buck James had more of, like, a disciplinary action towards him. So, like, in halftime, if it was a close game like that was, then it would be more of a, like, a no talking and kind of screaming at you and saying, you guys need to get your act together. But Coach Sanders was more of a, hey, we had good stuff. Everything we planned for was working. We just got to get it to work even more. Like,
asking us what the defense was doing.
Yeah.
Figuring out, like, what play calls work best the second half.
And coming from a defense coordinator, he was a former defense coordinator. I feel like that makes sense because he's trying to just figure out how we can win because that's how he was when he was a defense coordinator. He was just trying to figure out how he could win.
And also just he wasn't mad or anything. Like Coach James would be like yelling off the walls and stuff. It's just like he gets like a sense of calmness. Like, oh, we got it. We could go out there, destroy them. So.
Yeah, I agree. But with that calmness comes a lot of energy from Coach Sanders, especially in practice, flex run. We do that all, every Monday. And then during the summer, we do it pretty much every day. And the energy that we've had is completely substantially different from last year's energy. It's more of like, okay, we have a coach and we want to prove everybody wrong this year. Especially, I don't know about you guys, but like everybody's doubting us, and I kind of want to prove everybody wrong a little bit more this year than last year.
Especially after the PA game, like there were a whole bunch of people saying, oh, we're not going to do anything without Coach James, which motivates us to say as the players, like we were the ones that win state championships, and like Coach did an amazing part of it, but we were the ones performing them.
Yeah, it's almost like five state championships got discarded. It's like we're going after our first, like not going to lie. I mean, first under Coach Sanders, first win under his belt, like it's just a, like, it's like a, it's, and honestly, even being on the team, it feels like a whole different football team, not going to lie. Like I'm at a different school almost. Same people, different atmosphere.
Even really after that, or during that 2021 year, my first year, when I started towards the end of the season, that was the year where everybody kind of started to be like, okay, Ledbetter left. A lot of people left on defense. It's like, what are they going to do now? And I kind of experienced that firsthand in 2021 when we won state that year. It was a very close game in state, and I was definitely very nervous. I think it was 4th and 2, and my Torian caught a ball going across the field to get us first down. If we didn't get that first down right there, we wouldn't have won the game.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear a thing. All I heard was cheering, and like, all of a sudden, I barely hear Carson clap his hands, and I was like, okay, I gotta snap the ball, and we ended up winning the game, thank God, because that would have been rough if we didn't win the game.
Wasn't that like the Fayetteville one where it was like a high-scoring game?
Yeah, very high. I think it was – what was the score? It was
in the 40s to 40s.
It was 48-44 maybe. I can't really remember. I know it was in the 40s. I want to say it was 42-38. I want to say it was 42-38.
Yeah.
That's
what I thought it was. We had 42. But,
I mean, getting back to the Salt Bowl,
just got off track.
Thinking about, like, week one, takeaways, things we could have done better, things we did good, I'd say we have a passionate offense.
We do.
We're deep, skill positions, and, like, if O-line, if us up in the front lines do our job, I mean, we can win any game against any team in the state.
Yep. Our running game is very good with James, Daniel, Myron. That depth is just crazy. And Jordan being the runner quarterback too, he can just flat out run people over too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, Conley, tell me like a memory from the Super Bowl, like something you remember.
Well, probably most memorable memory is we had 3 drives the first half. First drive was, like Matthew was saying, was we got 2 called back. And then we didn't end up scoring 4th down. He threw a ball up, and we did not convert. But 2nd drive we went in, we ran the ball, I think, every play of that drive. I think we did. And I just remember we're shoving the ball down their throat. And, I mean, they were getting so tired. We ended up scoring eventually at the end. I think it was on a outside zone play. And James ran.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And I just remember, like, I was, like, so excited. That's my first, like, touchdown really, like, playing on the field. And
first real one.
I just remember, like, I'm talking so much. We were like,
yeah.
Boy, you got your hand on your hips. You're tired.
Yeah.
You're tired. Lean up, boy.
Very true.
And then their middle linebacker, their one of the outside linebackers, and the defensive nose, and they all ran at me on PAT. And, they were so pissed.
Oh, you got, knocked back.
Yeah, I did, too.
I got knocked. But, like, I mean, I didn't really care. After that point, I knew we were in their head, and I knew we had the ball game. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, right after we scored that 7, I was like, these guys cannot. Well, even in the first drive, before we even scored, because those scores didn't count, we knew we were dominating them the whole game.
Yeah.
But, Burke, what about you? Any funny memories?
Probably on the first drive, I was pulling one of the sidelines, absolutely nailed someone.
Mm.
Smothered cup pancake.
That's why they call us Pancake Productions.
That's why they do call us Pancake Productions.
My old mom was in the end zone. She got a nice video of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Tackled that corner. Little skill guys couldn't handle with the big man.
Could not. I would say I had quite a few memories from this game. The main one I'm sure most people have saw, I got my helmet thrown 30 yards. And really what happened right there was the play before – I had this kid, and I pulled him down, and I landed on top of him. And then he kind of got mad because I, like, jumped on him. And so the next, I think two plays after that, I look at him, and he's holding his stomach, and I go, are you tired? And he goes, huh? He kind of, like, grunts, like, yeah, I'm tired. And I go, I love tired people. And Tate, my left guard, me and him are fixing to ram him. So, like, we're about to double team over to him. But instead, the kid tries to hip flip me. For those who don't know, they, like, give a lot of ground, and then they use your momentum against you, and they, like, flip you over. Well, that's what he was trying to do, and I felt it coming. But this time, he grabbed my face mask, and he just pulled me forward. I didn't fall, but he pulled my face mask, and he pulled the whole helmet off my head and just, like, chucked it behind him midair, like 30 yards.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, man. I mean, and then the refs did not call it, but it's whatever. I guess they didn't see it. But then the next play, I didn't get to go in because when you get your helmet taken off, you have to sit a play out. And that play that I was sitting at, we scored. So I walked my happy butt over to special teams where we were kicking a field goal. And I said, I'm back. And I said, yeah, they don't even need me. And then I tapped the kid on the helmet and I said, hey, good job, man. Good try. And that really hurt them mentally. And I think that's the best thing about my game, other than, like, me actually playing football. Me getting into people's heads, probably the best thing I could do on the field besides, like, playing football.
Yeah, and that drive definitely solidified the game. Like, I think that was
That was the last touchdown.
That was our fourth.
So that was our 35th point.
But yeah,
it was like a head tap, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. It was CT.
Caleb. Yeah, CT. It was amazing.
Caleb Tucker.
Amazing catch head by tap. Him.
That was the second one.
Let's be honest, I could have done it too, but he did pretty good.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
I would say, other than, like Conley said, like the PATs, the extra points, dude, they were coming for our heads because we would talk so much crap during the actual plays.
Like, even though, like, I mean, if you live in Saline County, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's a rivalry, but they still know they're going to lose. That makes sense.
Yeah, like, we see these guys every day pretty much, like, in the summer, especially for me. Like, I know pretty much all of them, and it's just like they always think they can win, to be honest, but there's something in the back of their mind they just can't. And
yeah,
that makes me, like, giggle sometimes.
So what do y'all think about the next game just coming up against Christian Brothers?
It's a big game.
A very big game.
Every out-of-state game that I've ever been a part of, technically this will be my third, but that one got canceled last year in Shreveport because of the lightning, so we just canceled the game and drove – three hours back home. But the Longview one, obviously, the week before that was extremely serious. Even though we lost that game, we still played, like, very serious, and everything, like, built up to it was pretty serious. But last year, Denton Ryan was especially serious. I was going to start in that game, and it got canceled. But I was definitely getting ready for that game.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's like whenever we play out-of-state teams, while I know it's important, like, for, like, us to beat Benton, or for, like, even, like, we're going to play, like, a good D-line against Parkview, it's like a different level of focus on the week we play out-of-state teams. Yeah. Like, looking at it now, we've pretty much done all we can physically, like, to get ready for the game. Like, we already went through summer, fall camp, everything.
Yeah.
But, like, just, like, it's a different level of focus mentally for our line and everything.
I would say it's, like, the same mentality every single game, but it's different focus every single game. We always have that mentality to go out and beat the person across from us every play. But the focus when it comes to an out-of-state team, it's like we are – like, me and Conley have been watching film every day in class. And, like, last week I had probably 10 minutes of film watched in total. And this week I already have probably close to, like, an hour and a half. So it's pretty different.
With them being, like, the number one team, Missouri is kind of like a battle, like, against, like, the number one teams in states.
I mean, it'd be like the USA versus, like, Great Britain or whatever. Like, it's our, like, our number one athletes in Arkansas versus their number ones. That makes sense.
Yeah. And, we did play East Texas football, and like I said, we lost one. Then the other one got canceled. But it's a different state. It's a different type of football. So East Texas was more of a smash-mouth type of football that spread out a lot and trusted their athletes. This team's close to the same, but not really the same as East Texas football, so we're going to have to adapt to that too.
Yeah, but I think it should be a fun game. We should – if we focus up, lock in, and just do our job, I think we got a really good chance to really win this game.
Every game we have, like, a great chance to win. Like, every, like, big game we have a win. It matters if, like, we go out there and prove it, especially.
I mean, maybe the defense will disagree with the statement, but I would say the strength of our team this year is definitely our offense.
Yeah.
And I would say Christian Brothers' strength is definitely their offense. So I could see it being a shootout.
Yeah, very, very well. So they have a 4-star receiver about to be a 5-star committed to Ohio State. He played great last game. So they're going to have to take into account for him. And then they have another DB that's a 3-star fixing to be a 4-star. He's pretty good too. So like I said, they kind of – they trust their DBs to run man. And so they, like, stack up the box a lot and stuff. But let's talk about O-line dinner before the Salt Bowl. It was on a Thursday because the game was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And our coaches always preaches that you eat the 2 days before you eat. So that meal – 2 days before the game is the one you play on.
Yeah. That was.
And we ate good.
We ate good.
Yeah, we had it at my house for this one. I think I always pretty much have the first O-line dinner of the year for all 3 years I've been here. Yeah. But I had Chick-fil-A. Lots of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man, it wasn't even Chick-fil-A. Talk about holy divine dinner.
Holy divine dinner. Very holy.
Let's just say Big Bill over here. That's what the old nickname is. Big Bill over here might have ate upwards of 30 nuggets, 2 sandwiches, about, I'd say, probably 3 spoonfuls of mac and cheese.
That's rookie numbers.
That's rookie numbers, DeVert.
We got
talk about
we
it.
Got over, we got over here 6 sandwiches, all right?
6 sandwiches, Jesus.
We got 50 nuggets.
God.
That's cap.
There's no way.
There's no way.
I believe it, though.
It was after. You can eat. It was after everybody.
Oh, you got a second? You got a second?
My mom ordered 25 Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, 2 whole trays of mac and cheese, 250 nuggets, and like a bunch of cookies and stuff. Yeah. And we ate all of it.
I mean, talk about probably one of my favorite things about being an O-lineman.
Definitely my favorite.
Oh, yeah. And also, these parts are just O-line only.
Oh, yeah. O-line only, except for Jordan. And then Carter kind of counts as a lineman, too, because he blocks.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, and then old Matt, you got the pull out there.
Oh, yeah,
you
know,
we had to dominate some old 3-on-3 basketball. You know the deal.
Played 3-on-3 splash ball.
Talk about the rookie Cole Bent.
Cole Bent.
He amazing performance.
Amazing splash ball basketball player. I tell you what, he's a sophomore, one of our tackles slash centers.
I locked him up first game, and I scored on his head like 4 times first game. So,
I mean,
rookie numbers.
But I don't know, but also talk about Garrett Patterson.
Garrett. Amazing,
junior center.
Amazing.
The guy behind me.
Off the field, play basketball. On the field, he could dominate.
That guy could play.
That guy.
Yeah.
With a torn meniscus, too.
Torn meniscus, too.
You know, whenever they like to have fun with Matt over there, throwing his helmet off. You know, Garrett's got to come in the game. Yeah. And, you know, he doesn't disappoint.
Hey, we had a 50% scoring rate with Garrett, and we scored that one play. I went out, and then the other play we didn't. But 50%, it's not bad.
It's not very bad. So, basically, like, I mean, after a Salt Bowl, we went to film on Sunday. Every Sunday at her game, Coach Clancy, our O-line coach. I felt like we had a pretty good game, but like there's some stuff we cleaned up and like during film.
Yeah, low-key, I feel like I get dissed during the film sessions, but definitely, no, not even low-key.
He brings it on himself.
High-key, I do bring it on myself. I talk a lot, but
For reference, he comes in there in his old compression fit, white T-shirt, cut off. Like you can like see his whole like up to his nipples, and then he's got his pajama pants on.
Pajama pants.
And he comes in there right at 5, which is when we start pretty much every
everybody
single
else
time.
Is in there.
And then every like all the whole time during film, he's like, "Coach Clancy, go back to that play if he does good."
Yeah, if I do good,
and then
I
Coach
go.
Clancy says, if he does something bad, he's like, "Oh wait, Matt, you want to watch this one too?" And, I mean. So, it dishes out about everything he gets.
Yeah, film. I think I graded out at 81.
Ain't
bad. Cairo graded out at 81, too. And then Tate got a 90.
And then
Conley and Burke.
Well, I'll go. I had like a 75, I think.
Who had the lowest? Was it
Conley? It was Burke. Had a 77. I had 75.
Ooh.
So, I was the lowest.
Conley was the lowest this week.
But you know what?
Garrett Patterson, the ringleader. 2 plays he was in, he did great both 2 plays. He got 100% grade.
But, I mean, I don't know if y'all teams do the same thing or if you're on a football team anyways, but we grade ourselves every week, or we don't grade ourselves. Coach grade ourselves. But, I mean, so it goes every mistake is like -1.
Yeah.
Or like a penalty is -1 or whatever. And so he just divides that out of the total plays we were in.
Yeah, if you played like 40 plays and you messed up 5 of them, it'd be like a 35 out of 40.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. But film went all right, you know. I got to point out my best plays, like Conley said, and then I got pointed out
worst.
My worst plays.
I feel like we, learned what we did wrong. But it's the first game of the season, about 13th week, state championships, and we got to play our best. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, I want to say to the people out there listening, we really appreciate the support. I definitely, the pep rally was Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
It was no, it was Wednesday because Tuesday was. Oh no, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Friday.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the
Everett one. Yeah.
Okay. So the pep rally, the community pep rally Tuesday was great. The one Friday was great, and then we had a great game on Saturday. I definitely feel like the community shows out for us.
Yeah.
And that's what we really appreciate because it makes us play harder. It really does because when we hear like hype, cheer, we appreciate it. I'll have to say like. We thank you guys. Thanks for supporting us. And that's podcast one. We will see you guys later.